your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Weather update is brought to you by Albia Ford. They'll beat any competitor's offer by $1,000. Stop in today and make a deal. For your overnight, skies will be increasingly cloudy with a low of 60, with chances of showers and thunderstorms, with a possible thunderstorm after your early morning hours, bringing you to a Tuesday with showers and possibly a thunderstorm with a high of 72.
Now it's time for Just Start Talking on Thunder Country, brought to you by People's State Bank and Albia. Just Start Talking is a community service program from KIIC. And now, live from high atop the square in downtown Albia, Just Start Talking.
For my segment today on Just Start Talking, I'm talking to a couple of people with United Country Hawkeye Farm Management and Real Estate right here in Albia. Allison Ryan Haberman and Ryan Abbins, thank you so much for being with me here on KIIC.
No, thank you for having us on.
All right. And Allison, thank you for being with us as well.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
You guys are so welcome. I appreciate the fact that you're here and talking about some activities that's going on. But first, as we get into this interview, Allison, why don't we start with you? Talk a little bit about your background. Where'd you grow up at, and how did you get involved with Hawkeye Real Estate here?
Well, I grew up on a farm on a dead-end road in Melrose, and so this is obviously, you know, my home county, and I do a lot of business here. I joined Hawkeye in 2017 as an office assistant, and then after the office manager retired, I took over her position, and then kind of found out that it was easier to work with a real estate company when you actually had a license. So I got my license in 2019 and started selling properties in 2019.
Talk about that license procedure in terms of getting that. The schooling, I would suspect, is online. Talk a little bit about that.
So you can attend in-person classes or you can do online. I chose to do all of my, what you call prerequisites, online. It takes quite a bit of time. You have 6 months to complete that portal. And then from there, you're spending 72 hours at the Iowa Association headquarters in West Des Moines and going through listing practices, buying practices, and just listing and, you know, buyer techniques. From there, you take a test, which is definitely not an easy test because there is an Iowa portion, but you also have to pass a national portion too, which means you have to know stuff about the entire United States. We then get E&O insurance, we pay our dues, and then we can get our license once we've gone through all those steps. And you got to pass the background check too.
Well, that's very important as they want to make certain that they've got everything lined up, their ducks in a row, so to speak. Talk about the items that are covered on that test. I'm sure it's a cornucopia of things, but give us the highlights of those.
They go over different agencies for sure. How are you representing a seller? How are you representing a buyer? What you can and can't do, what you should do, best practices. A lot about, I guess, yeah, agency stuff, a lot of terms about how people take title to properties, and just a lot of vocabulary about what does this mean in real estate. A lot of terms that people aren't familiar with. That's why we have to know them so well.
Yes, there's a cornucopia of terms and terms of insurance and things on that nature. Ryan, if you are on the other side of the desk here, talk about your background and how you got into this position.
Well, it's kind of grown up with it. Dad has sold real estate for as long as I remember. He was involved in it back in the 80s and started the Albia branch of Hawkeye Farm Management in 1989 when he had moved out for a little bit with So work took him to northern Iowa, to central Iowa, and then out to California for a year with Travelers Insurance selling farms during the 80s when, you know, a lot of folks were losing their farms. And he decided when they said they were going to move us from California to Texas, he said, well, I left the military, so I didn't move my family around like this. So he moved us back to the farm, bought the farm back out in southwest Monroe County. So that's where, like I said, grew up with it and have been dealing with it ever since. And then I went off to school, did my stuff, and came back and didn't really feel like some of the corporate stuff, some of the office stuff that I was working on just didn't really fit and mesh with how I wanted to do stuff. And Nate and Dad were already in the office and I had been helping them out on some stuff, and Dad said, why don't you just go get your real estate license? And I did. And it's been great because of the it fits a lot more. Like I said, it's not for everybody. The corporate stuff, maybe that's worked for everybody as well. But sometimes being stuck inside of an office just doesn't work. Being able to, you know, before I came here today, I was out walking a property on a farm. It's a beautiful day for it. Being able to go out and do that as part of my job, I'm very blessed to be able to have that aspect. So that was, back in 2011 that I joined the office, and I've had my license since. And it's been blessing and been great, and Nate and I working in the office. Sometimes with family, you can't quite get along, and you don't always get along on everything, but we've made it work for quite a while.
That's good to hear that the family gets along, that's for sure. Allison talked about the license procedure a little bit. Is there recertification that you have to do?
Yes, yeah. So every 3 years, you have to complete 36 hours of training, continuing ed. And it's needed. Some people may say, well, why do I got to go through this? Why do I got to do? There's stuff that changes every day and every year. So there's stuff that when I first got in, stuff when Dad first got in, that's changed ever since then. And so it's always good to stay on top of that. You know, guys in the business world, they may not have recertification they have to do, but guess what? They're reading books, they're learning new methods of how to handle things and how to go about things. It's just like that. And it's something you want to stay on top of.
Let's talk about the office that we have right here on Albia, very close to the ice cream place. Quite a few folks are involved with that. Talk about your team that you have on board.
We've got a team of 12 agents and office individuals. Everyone, I think, at the office is all licensed. Full-time, you'll run into Allison and Olivia when you come into the office. And then there's agents, like I said, we come and go. If we're stuck in there all the time, we're not doing our job. There may be a desk for me to sit at, but I need to make sure I'm not at it as much as I can, and letting Allison kind of handle things. She ramrods the office and makes sure we're all with staying in step and keeping in line. And that's where, like I said, you can always call in and talk to us, and you may not always find us in there, but it's a place for our agents to come in. We have closings in there, and it's been just a nice space. We used to be up here on the just off the north corner of the square. Dad, Nate, and I shared an office. And then back in 2018, that's when we built the office. And it's been a blessing out there, just so much more space. People can pull in, and just more space for us to have parking. That's always been an issue. And we had folks that said, oh, I stopped in to say hi because I could. And we realized, wow, we had people that weren't stopping in to say hi because they couldn't even park.
Right.
So it's been great, and it's given us a space to, you know, we've got some shooting houses, hunting blinds out there that we have just because it's part of our business, and get guys stopping in because those are the people we need to be talking to.
It's an interest item, those hunting blinds are, for
yes.
Sure. Allison, you know, they talked about greeting people or talking on the phone. So many times high school students don't realize that soft skills are something that people need to really have as they work in the office setting. Talk about those soft skills in terms of handling meeting or talking to somebody on the phone.
Well, that's such a key thing because real estate agents spend so much of their time on the phone. I think people would be shocked to know how much time we spend on the phone talking. When someone calls in the office, they're calling for a reason. They're calling because sometimes and most of the time a life change has happened where they need to make a change, whether that's a growing family, they need to upsize, whether somebody wants to retire and they want to downsize, there could have been a death in the family, there can be an estate sale. There's a lot of emotions involved when people sell real estate, and so we want to treat them the way we would like to be treated. We're treating you like a client, really like the human being you are. So when you're coming in to talk to us, we're trying to listen to what you have to say and find the solution for what you want to say. That those soft skills also kind of come in when Ryan talks about the closings. When we coordinate a closing, we're not just talking with you. We're talking with your bank. We're talking with your attorney. We're talking with your abstractor. We're coordinating the whole nine yards, and there's a lot going on. So we know how to coordinate it, and I think if you're thinking about getting into real estate or office management in real estate, you need to understand communication is a big thing, and coordinating things is a huge thing.
If anybody knows anything about buying housing or land, it takes a long time for it to come off. It's not snap your fingers and the product's done. It takes a long time to get things lined up. I'm talking with Allison Ryan Haberman and Ryan Ammons of United Hawkeye Real Estate here in Albia. It's good to have you guys with. I'm going to put your feet to the fire, Ryan, a little bit. Talk about the properties or types of properties that you enjoy selling or working with the best or easiest that you like. What's one thing that stands out in your mind in trying to sell that particular property?
Easiest is a little different story than some of them. The easiest realistically is some of the row crop. And I say easiest, I'm not saying it's easy to go do, but for an investment farm, even I should say, I guess just an investment property, there's a little more ease in them because the numbers, they help sell that. That's what somebody's looking at. It's black and white that they can come up with. Now that one, the seller may say a different set of numbers, buyer may say a different set of numbers, but they're looking at numbers. And that's helpful on that end of things. The property I probably like the most is going to be some recreational property just because it's fun to get out there. It's an enjoyment to go out on that property, but then it's also something that I like to do myself. I love taking the kids out, shed hunting out, just jumping in the four-wheeler and going out to mom and dad's ground and driving out and around that and just seeing, going to the family ground, going to messing with the cattle out there. That's some of the stuff that I enjoy doing, so that's why I feel like that's some of the best. And there's, but the thing with some of that stuff is it can be a little bit more is because there's emotion in that stuff. This may be somebody's family farm that they've had for a long time, and they may say, you know, that emotion is what kind of makes things a little bit different in a transactional situation.
So many different ways to market a property. Sometimes people will do videos. Talk about that, either one of you, that United Country Hawkeye Farm Management Real Estate does.
We kind of do it all. We, for farms, we have drones. We can do drone photography, drone video. Residential properties, we still do videos too. We take pride in our pictures. We'll do video walkthroughs. We do, you know, mailers. We have different sources where we, you know, we are connected with people that are looking for certain types of properties. So we can say, hey, this one's coming on the market. This one's available. Take a look at it. Tell me what you think, and try to connect those people that we know are looking.
I like the way you said connect because of the fact that you have a seller, they have a set price in their mind, you have a buyer that has some different desires, you got to almost, for a different way to put it, marry them together so that the sale gets taken care of and both parties are happy. Sometimes it's a difficult slope to climb. Talk about that.
It definitely can be. A phrase I use with a lot of people is, okay, I'm working for you, Mr. and Mrs. Seller. I'm working for you, Mr. and Mrs. Buyer. You've got to be happy on your end. Buyer's got to be happy on their end. Buyer, if you're not happy, I got to know you're going to be living here, and I don't want you to be moved into this property for a month, and you're calling me saying, why did we go through with this? This wasn't what I wanted. We have to, and it's okay when people come back to me and say, hey, I understand where the buyer's coming from, but this isn't working for me. Or the buyer says, hey, I understand where the seller's coming from. It's not working for me. I'm like, that's okay. We can part ways. We'll try to find you different avenues. But it's really, really rewarding when we can find both people's main goals, and we can align those goals, and it's a successful sale for the seller, and the buyer's moving into a property that they're happy with.
Looking at the website here, it talks about several things. It talks about if you're ready to buy, what things that you need to do, and if you're ready to sell, what checklists that you need to do. It also has how to select an agent. Ryan, talk about that. Why would that be important for a person?
The type of agent you're working with is really somebody, this is not a small transaction. It's not like going out and buying a TV, and that's not even a small transaction. I mean, but this is one of the most, when you're working with a real estate agent, you're going to be buying one of the most expensive purchases that you're going to make in your lifetime, whether it's your first house, a farm, any of that stuff. It's going to be one of the most expensive purchases you make. You know, when you're going to your body, for example, it's one of the things, we got to take care of it. When you're going to the doctor, you're not just going, well, I'm just going to go, you know, random place. I'm going to look it up. You know, my doctor tells me to stay off Google, stay off Dr. Google. I'm going to go talk to my doctor about that. I'm going to go talk to a professional that knows what they're doing. And then the part about picking someone, you want someone that you're meshing with, because this isn't a, you know, hey, nice to meet you, let's buy this house, we're done and over with type of deal. Even if it is, that's a 45-day process just from, like, you make an offer and get it accepted and then you close. There's 45 days that I'm working with you, like Allison said, I'm working with, you know, we're working with all these things to try and track this stuff down and make this transaction happen. That's on the perfect situation. Most situations, we're working for 3 to 6 months before that to try and find the right property to show, go around and look at different ones. It's very rarely that, you know, I meet someone first day, go show a property, sell them that house. There's a long relationship that we're working on right there. So it's somebody that you want to be able to work with. It's someone that you want to like. It is someone that you want to feel is representing your interest as best as possible. Whether or not you want to, you know, do the same things that they're doing, that's up to you. If it's somebody that you're meshing with and melding with, that's what kind of works best. But if you're looking at some property, you want them to at least understand the situation as far as, you know, like a hunting property or recreational property. You want to know that they have some of the same things in mind and at least understand some of the same stuff, because you know then, hey, they're going to try and find me the right thing. They're not just going to try and sell me something, because that's what it is. Allison said it about working with people and making that connection. It is a relationship business. And finding that perfect relationship and getting it to work correctly, because I don't want to just sell somebody a house. I want to, A, make that relationship with them to, yes, you know, I would love to help them find the perfect place for them, but I also want to be there 5 years or 10 years from down the road when they come back and be like, hey, look, we're family's grown, or hey, you know, I want to go buy a bigger farm. You treated me right. You've worked with me. You've maintained, you know, had that maintained relationship, and I want you to come sell this one and help me find another one. Because some of my best friends that I may not see all the time, I may see once or twice a year, I talk to them on the phone from real estate stuff that I've developed a relationship, and they're still people I enjoy driving down the road talking to on the phone that I didn't know 10 years ago.
Very important as well. I'm talking with Allison Ryan Haberman and Ryan Abbins on my segment of Just Start Talking. Allison, I know as well as you do that you're not specifically tied to Monroe County. Talk about your territory that you've been able to create in terms of sales.
Well, I'll travel a little bit of distance for properties, because I like to cover the area of southern Iowa. I will easily, any county touching Monroe County, I'll travel to, because that's, you know, an easy drive. If it's something that, you know, I need to drive a little ways for, I will. I sold a property last year to one of my friends that lived on the way southeast side of the state. And she's like, hey, I know, you know, this isn't your area, but will you come help me? I'm like, well, for you, yes, we will. And if it's something that you're looking for specifically, all you need to do is tell me and we'll see if it works. If it's way outside my area and I can't connect you with the right property, or I don't know enough about that market, like Ryan talked about earlier, I can connect you with someone that will. And based on how well we know these people, I can connect you with a person that I know is most similar to, you know, your personality, or knows exactly what you're looking for.
The amazing thing about United Country Real Estate, it's the largest lifestyle and country real estate company in the United States. They've got over 500 firms that are touting the United Country Real Estate logo, which is nice to see. I'm talking with Allison Ryan Haberman and Ryan Abbins. Ryan, you guys have been recognized at the 2024 National Training and Awards Convention held in Cedar Creek, Texas, earlier this year in March. Talk about some of the recognition that you guys were able to get down at the Cedar Creek, Texas Convention for the National Training and Awards. There's several things that were able to be achieved by you guys. Talk about that.
2023 was a good year. We were able to go down to the United Country Convention. It's a good time to re-familiarize ourselves with some of the agents down there. It's another type of continuing ed. We learn some new things, learn new styles. United Country's always trying to stay on top of some of the technology stuff, so helping us learn those things and utilize new tools. So for the awards part of it, as an office, we were 15th out of 500 offices, which was a great deal. We were able to get into the top 20 there. We've been around that area for the last five, six years since we joined United Country. And then we also had, Nate and I were lucky enough to be recognized as the number 8 agents in the office. But then we also had Luke Nissen, one of our agents. He was recognized as number 16 in the country. Steve Hansen was recognized as number 40. That's out of 4,000 agents nationwide. And Luke also was able to have the top auction for United Country. It was just under $7 million for an auction that he had last year over in central Iowa. But it was he was recognized as the top auction for United Country last year.
If I may ask, what type of property that was?
That was some good old black dirt, central Iowa black dirt. That's the stuff that always brings quite a bit. And it was a great auction. I think he had 500 acres up that way. And Luke's been targeting some other areas for some of that auction stuff. He's been having some good success. And we are, like I said, looking forward to doing some more this year. Sometimes folks may not realize who United Country is. It's a lot more prominent in Missouri and some of those areas. There's probably, I think, about four different offices in Iowa. We didn't know who they were until we were looking around. We knew we needed some national marketing when we were going to be going from just our Hawkeye Farm Management in Albia. Getting to know them, we learned how big of an office it is. Like I said, there's 500 offices nationwide, and then counting Canada and Central America. And with those 500 offices, in 2023, company-wide, it was $7.9 billion in sales that the company did. And then as far as acres, it was 2.5 million acres that got sold just last year. So it's when you said largest seller of lifestyle and country homes, that's a big number. And I challenge many people to find some other companies that sell numbers more than that. Not saying that it doesn't exist, but I'm saying that those are some pretty strong numbers. And it's a good company that we keep. And the benefit behind that is that we're also able to reach out to those other offices because they've got people looking for real estate in different areas as well. We sold a 1,100 acre property over in Lucas County here just this last year to a guy out of Clear Northern Iowa, and that was from one of our Wisconsin connections. Working with him, talking to him, and getting that over there. And then we sold a 1,300 acre farm over in Van Buren County as well, and that was working with one of our connections. But it was just, again, that aspect of we are selling some large properties. We're moving quite a bit of ground on some of that stuff, and some people just don't always know on some of those things. And that's where I want to make sure and let everybody know that United Country is a very good place to work for and work with, and we've got quite a few connections. So if you're looking to sell or buy, we'd love to at least talk to you and see what we can do for you guys.
I'm talking with Allison Ryan Haberman and Ryan Ammons here from United Country Hawkeye Real Estate right here in Albia. What a phenomenal business that has been created, and it's certainly a part of the community. Looking forward to 2024, what are some things that you might say you're kind of keeping your eye on and happening in the real estate market here?
We had some good success the past couple of years doing what we've been doing. So as Alan loves to tell me, don't recreate the wheel. So we're not recreating the wheel. We're going to keep doing what we've been doing because it's been bringing us some good success. It's obviously been working for our clients. So obviously for the housing market, the spring market is here. We'll get busy with sales like we normally do. We've always got people looking. So, I don't know what Ryan thinks, but I think we're just going to keep doing what we were doing last year.
Well, I'll throw it in Ryan's court. Talk a little bit about what your perspective is.
No, I agree. And it's real estate's always kind of seasonal as far as the housing goes. Nobody really wants to move in the middle of winter. Thankfully, our winter this year was a little more mild. But we are starting to see quite a bit more activity right now. There's always people looking for houses in Albia. It's one thing that I know this town's talked about on a regular basis, that we don't have quite as much housing available. But I've been seeing some nicer houses available, and hopefully we start seeing some more as well. I know I've had some conversations just in the last week. I was on a property this morning. We went out to one yesterday afternoon. Allison's been out on several different houses here lately, within the last week. Once this nice weather, we know it's kind of sticking around, that's what kind of gets people moving and motivated to start doing some things. Interest rates, on the other hand, it's taken a little bit of getting used to for some folks. to realize that, you know, 2 and 3, even 4 was not the norm. It's definitely a bonus and awesome to have, but we're back in the normal average interest rate. So seeing some of that normalize and people's expectations, understanding that, we're going to start seeing a lot more action because of that, I believe.
I was going to ask about the driving force. You got supply and demand, obviously. What property is open for sale? You got people that were wanting to buy, but also you talked about that interest rate. What else do you think in your mind is a driving item to the market prices?
One that has always been, especially for land, I should say two. One has been grain prices. That has always kind of driven things up. When prices go good, that starts to really start driving the dollars per acre up on some of the investment ground, the row crop ground. That's tapered off and gone back down. We're starting to see a little bit of a stagnant on some of the dollars per acre prices, you know, some of those sales prices. Now, again, depending on the area, if you got two neighbors that really want it, then that's going to drive it up no matter what. But that is one definite driver of property ground prices. The other is the sort of the long-term gain that people see. It's an inflation hedge of land is always going up. If somebody says, well, but it, you know, goes down a little bit, yeah, look over the last 20 years and see what it's done. We've had clients that we had to remind just here within the last 3-4 years of, hey, if you're looking to do something or wanting to improve your property or, you know, take some equity out and go do something else, if you bought something in 2018 or 2019, you give us a call and I'll make sure and let you know what it's worth right now, because even that short time frame, stuff has gone up tremendously, especially on the recreational stuff. People just want to get out of the big cities. They want to get out. They want to get away. They want to have something to go do themselves.
Good point. Allison, from your standpoint, what about you? What do you see other things as a driving force?
One driving force, I don't know that we don't see it like as much as maybe some other cities do, but I get a lot of business from just simple job changes. People are moving. They can be in time frames. Maybe they're not in time frames, but jobs and where you have to be for work is a huge thing. And a lot of people, I will tell you, even if you're not looking for a work perspective, when you're coming to look at this house, I want you to time how long it took you to get here from a certain spot. Time it on the way back, because you are making drives every single day. So I guess really just job stuff that's consistent.
For this segment of Just Start Talking, I've been talking with Allison Ryan Hammerman and Ryan Ammons from United Country Hawkeye Real Estate here in Albia. For my segment of Just Start Talking, if you wanted to re-listen to this or just missed a little segment of it, you can go to our website at www.kiicradio.com, pick that Audio Vault tab up there at the top, and on the right side, you'll see this podcast in its entirety here on KIIC. Allison, Ryan, thank you for being with me here on KIIC.
Thank you very much, Pat.
Thanks, Pat.
Yeah.